In this week's parsha, we learn about the Korban Omer, which is also shayach to this time of the year when we're doing the Sfiras Omer. And the Korban Omer is really given a lot of significance by Chazal. Just for example, there's a Midrash Rabbah which says, "La'olamati mitzvah Omer kala be'inecha, shal yidei mitzvah Omer zocha Avraham Avinu liyirush eretz Kanan." Goes all the way back to Avraham Avinu. You know, I don't know if he actually brought him the Korban Omer, but through the Korban Omer, he was zocha to get Eretz Kanan, as it says, "V'nasati chol zaracha charecha es eretz megurecha, al menas v'ata es brisi tishmor, ve'izo zo mitzvahs Omer." The brisi tishmor of Avraham Avinu, that he was chorus with Hashem, is Korban Omer. So what is so, exciting? What is so important? What is so deep? All 613 mitzvahs are deep and sublime, and each one of them has, you know, infinite depth. You know, but how are we to understand that Dafka, the Korban Omer, which I understand Korbanos are very deep, but like this particular Korban, you bring a bunch of barley to Hashem, like why is it more important than any other Korban that it should be the whole bris with Avraham Avinu and the basis of our right to Eretz Yisrael? So, there are many ways one can answer this question, but I saw a very nice pshat in the Sefer Yalkut Yehuda, who says that, what's interesting about Korban Omer? Let's say you're a farmer. You're growing crops. What do you really want to grow to eat all year long? Wheat. Chazal say, we even learn Masechet Pesachim, the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, right? That the chita is machal adam, and the omer is machal behema. Right? You really want to grow your wheat crops, because that's what you're going to eat all year long. That's your aim, that's your goal. But what happens? We know from Megillus Rus and other places that the barley harvest came before the wheat harvest. So the first harvest is the barley. So you bring from the first harvest the barley to Hashem. What are you saying then? Why are you celebrating? Thank you, Hashem, for giving me this barley. I don't really want only the barley. I want to feed the barley to my animals. I don't really want to eat this barley. Maybe I'll have a snack here and there. I really want the chita to grow, which is the quality, which is the lifestyle I want, which is my goal. Okay, some of the sa'ora grew first. You know what happens? Lu yitzur chas v'shalom, the wheat crop was struck by a plague or some sort of pest, and who knows, worst case scenario, we would have some animal food left, a little animal food, I would divvy up among my family, and we would survive the year, even though it's not really what we want. So what would you and I think? You know, I think we'd save the big carbon, wait for the wheat crop, wait for when Hashem gives us what we really want, and then make a big celebration and a big chag, and thank you, Hashem, for giving me what we want. A little insurance policy on the side, I'll put in my back pocket and not make a big deal of it. That's not true. Korban Omer. What are we saying, Korban Omer? We're saying, Hashem, you haven't yet given us what we really want. We don't know if we're going to get what we really want yet. Maybe we'll get the wheat crop, maybe we won't get the wheat crop. Maybe we'll have the lifestyle we envision. Maybe all our plans will come to fruition the way we envision them. Maybe they won't. You haven't given me yet. You might. You haven't given me yet what I want. But you give me something. You give me something. Something that's better than nothing. Something that I can make do with. Something that's a good start. Hashem, thank you for giving me whatever you've given me, even if it's not yet what I really want. And that's a big yesod, because it's very hard for people to do this. It's hard for someone to be thankful if they didn't get everything they want. They acknowledge this from Hashem. They're not stupid. They know that Hashem makes the rain come down and makes the crops grow. But it's very hard to celebrate and be thankful to Hashem, make a big chag, if you got what Hashem gave you, but it's not yet what you really want. And that's the amkos of the Korban Omer. Saying, thank you, Hashem, for what you gave me. It's not what I want, but you gave it to me, and I appreciate it. And whether you end up giving me what I want or not, I'll thank you for whatever I get. And maybe that's could be one of the reasons why the Medrash says this is so fundamental to our covenant with Hashem, that, you know, in all our lives, halavai, we should all always get whatever we want. Halavai. But life's more complicated than that. Sometimes you don't get what you want. Sometimes you don't yet get what you want. You don't know what it'll be in the future. But Hashem's always giving us lots of things. Hashem's always giving us maybe what we need, even if it's not what we want. Hashem's always giving us what he knows is necessary at this time, even if it's not the plan that we had in mind and how we envisioned and how we thought we would live happily ever after. And being a Jew, being a descendant of Avraham Avinu, means being able to make a big party and thank Hashem. and being able to really wholeheartedly say, thank you, Hashem, I appreciate what you gave me, even if it's not exactly what I wanted you or what I thought you would give me yet. And I think particularly, maybe, if we're talking about Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, you know, this is, okay, this is a month of Iyar where besides thinking about the Omer, we also think about Eretz Yisrael a lot. And, you know, maybe if we wait for Yerushas Eretz Yisrael for everything we want, you know, there are those who say, ah, we're not Makabel Eretz Yisrael because it's not everything we want. And they're right that it's not everything we want. Just, you know, does that mean that we're not Makabel? Does that mean we don't celebrate? Does that mean we don't thank Hashem? So, okay, maybe. The Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gives us why we zocha to Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, because we know how to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael, even if everything's not perfect, and even if everything's not the way we want yet, it's still amazing that Hashem did so much for us, and we're full of Shevach Vodah, and Emir Hashem in the future, we'll get everything we want. But Bein Tayim, Bein in our personal lives, Bein in our national lives, you know, we really want to be, you know, keep this bris with Avraham Avinu, and give Shevach Vodah for Hashem for everything He gave us, even if it's not yet perfect and not yet everything we want. Shabbat Shalom.